Do you feel unseen or underappreciated in your creative journey and career? Does it feel like you don't have anyone in your corner? Today, I'm calling to you to remember the early investors in your creative journey, to hold gratitude for them, and to start to truly see yourself. Welcome to Unleash Your Inner Creative Minisodes. My name is Lauren LaGrasso. I'm an award-winning podcast host and creative coach. And every day this week, I am coming to you on the pod to give you bite-sized Unleash episodes. Each show will contain actionable advice about creativity, working toward your dreams, and self-development. They are full of tools you can implement in your life immediately. So let's get to it. Today, I want to talk to you about feeling unseen and how sometimes when you feel unseen, the best thing you can do is remember everybody who has seen you, remember your early investors, and begin to see yourself. So often we feel unseen or underappreciated for our creative work, and it's easy to think that we have no one in our corner, there's no one who will ever support us. And nobody ever has. I mean, I know I've been on the floor crying so many times being like, why, God, why? I just want one person to believe in me. But the truth is, I have many people who believe in me. And I think a lot of times when we're in that state, we're almost wanting somebody to save us, which is very normal. I mean, I literally was crying yesterday saying to my boyfriend, I know I have to do this myself, make this major life change that I've been hesitant to make. But I just still wish someone would save me. But the truth is, we're the only ones who can really make a choice for ourselves. The other thing is, we've had people, most of us, we've been lucky enough to have people around us our whole lives who support us. So while you may have not had that mentor that you really wanted or that person who is like big in the industry that you're going toward swoop down and save you and like give you an opportunity, you have a lot of people who are in your corner. And, you know, I was thinking about this other day in regard to my mom. My mom has been my biggest supporter since I was a little girl. When I first turned to her, when I saw my first musical and said, Mommy, I want to be up there doing that. And she said in that moment, she knew that someday I would be moving to a big city and pursue a life of creativity and artistry, and that she was going to have to deal with that. Not only was she okay with dealing with it, she wanted to support me. There have been so many times when I was down and out, when I was pursuing being an actor and in my music career and even in my podcasting career, and I would call my mom crying and she would say, Lauren, you cannot give up. It would break my heart if you give up. And I think about sometimes, you know, like there are people who I can be envious of, like people who I see or perceive as having an easier journey than me in their creativity. But I think, you know, I wonder if some of those people, yes, they got the recognition from big people in the industry, but I wonder if they have a mom like I have who recognizes them and sees their beauty and sees their talent. Like, I'm so lucky to have that. But it hasn't just been my mom. All these people I went even to high school with. I mean, I went to high school with really kind people, and they're so supportive of my career, even now, like commenting on my Facebook, all the listeners of this podcast, so many of my mentors, you listening and supporting this show all these years. So it's really important because I do feel like I wish I had somebody who would just like lift me up and put me in the spotlight. But at the end of the day, I have so much support in my life. And you know what? I don't call out to a lot of the support that I do have. And so I think it's really, really important when you are feeling unseen to go through a list of people in your life who have been early investors in your creative career. So write out this list of people who have supported you, who have seen you, who have encouraged you. Even if it's like mom and dad, aunts and uncles, one of my best friends, write out who they are. Write out what they've done for you, how their belief in you has made you believe in yourself, and just keep that as a running list of proof that there are people who support you, who want to see you shine, who can help you, even if it's just with an encouraging word. And you might even feel compelled to call or text them and say thank you. You know, I think putting this energy out there only draws more of it toward you and toward your life. Think of your teachers, think of your mentors, think of bosses who are supportive, think of coaches, think of family members, friends. There's so many people over the course of your life who have supported and have seen you. And if you don't feel like you have enough, maybe you have a friend or a family member who you feel a closeness with. You can say, hey, I really need support. I really need somebody to help me believe in myself right now. I feel alone. Could you hold this dream with me? You know, someone you feel really safe with that you can go to with that kind of a desire. And the other thing that we really need to do when we're feeling unseen, a lot of times it's like we're waiting for somebody else, right? Like I said, to solve our problems, to save us. But when you're feeling unseen, I think one of the most important things you can do is pick up the mirror and see your own beauty, greatness, talent, love. We're usually, when we're feeling like we need somebody else to see us, it's a cry for a pain inside of ourselves that we don't feel worthy or we can't see ourselves. So yes, borrow belief from other people when you're feeling down. And also remember your own greatness, and that just because it's not reflected in your work or your success, whatever that means, doesn't mean that you aren't great and that you don't have everything it takes to get what you want. So my call to action for you is make your list of people who have been believers in your life. Write down what they've done for you. Write down how they've made you feel. Resonate on it. Feel the gratitude for it. Maybe reach out to them if you want. Ask them for extra support. If you're feeling like that list is hard to come by, go to somebody who's in your life who you really trust and tell them, hey, I need support to hold my dream. Will you hold my dream with me? And if they are somebody you feel close enough to ask that for, I know they would feel honored to do that with you. So ask them that. And then the last thing is pick up the mirror. Look at yourself. See your own greatness. Remember why you're doing what you're doing, what you love about it, what it makes you love about yourself when you do this thing. And start writing out a list of all the things you see and love about yourself. You know, that's the most important thing. Again, so often when we go searching outside ourselves, it's because we're looking to feel something inside. So what if you could give that to yourself? And remember, I love you and I believe in you. You have this community. We actually have this Instagram broadcast group. And if you are on Instagram, I'd love for you to join it. Everyone's so supportive there. I always say self-promotion is required. Because you know, a lot of those Facebook groups go like, self-promotion is strictly prohibited. But I'm like, if we don't promote ourselves, who's going to? When you're an indie creator, you have to. So please join us. This community is for you and because of you. And I truly do believe in you. Thank you for being with me. This Unleash minisode was hosted and executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, edited by Rachel Fulton, with music by Liz Fole. For more information on Unleash and me, follow us at Lauren LaGrasso and at Unleash Your Inner Creative on social media. If you like what you heard today, especially if you like these minisodes, please leave us a rating and review so we know you like them and we can start to put them into rotation. Also, these rating and reviews, I know every podcaster talks about it, but it really, really helps the show. And it's just like the greatest feeling in the world when I look and I see a new one. So if you liked it, please consider leaving one. Also, consider sharing the show with a friend. Thank you so much for listening to this Unleash minisode, for being here all week and checking out this new format of content that I've been trying. It's been so fun and exciting. It's been good fear. And I appreciate you being here on my creative journey and allowing me to be with you on yours. I love you. I believe in you. And I'll talk with you next week. Let me know if you want me to keep doing these minisodes. It was really fun. I hope you enjoyed it too.